Hello and welcome to my very makeshift and also definitely school/education-related podcast. Today we'll be talking about Pearl Harbor, something you may or may not have heard of in your lifetime at one point or another. So, I'm just gonna kind of let the little recording last, run for a little bit. No editing, so if I stutter a lot, it's sorry about that. Anyway, on we go. On December 7th, 1941, the Japanese launched a surprise attack on the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, using bombers, torpedo bombers, and midget submarines. On December 8th, President Franklin D. Roosevelt delivered his infamy speech to American citizens, informing them that this occurred despite the fact that the U.S. was in the midst of the talks for peace with Japan. That same day, with congressional approval, America entered into World War II. All that said is that, Japanese people, for some reason, they're just like, hey, let's bomb Hawaii and, mess up America with, bombers, torpedo bombers, and midget submarines. So, yeah. No idea why they did that. But then Franklin D. Roosevelt, he was like, no, yeah, this is kind of our stopping point. We're going to go into World War II. Let's get the job done. So on the southern end of Oahu, Pearl Harbor held a 22,000 acre naval base. Admiral Husband E. Kimmel at the Navy of Lieutenant General Walter C., short of the Army, and were in command of the fleet and troops on the ground, respectively. The majority of the Pacific's area's military commands were headquartered there because of the growing apprehensions regarding an aggressive Japanese presence. Sorry if there's a background noise. Besides the music, I'm next event hall. Anyway, since the emperor, okay, this is just talk. Early morning on December 7th, more than 300 Japanese planes attacked about 33 American ships on orders of Vice Admiral Chuichi, I think. Namigo. America sustained a loss of nearly 170 aircraft and destroyed 160 damaged that morning, as well as three ships that destroyed and 16 damaged. 3,700 Americans lost their lives, including 86 civilians. The cost to the Japanese was 29 aircraft, 5 midget submarines, and 130 service personnel, but all of one of whom was killed in action. So, as I was saying, I already read that part. The Japanese kind of bombed America. America took a shock. In 90 minutes, the Japanese had inflicted a devastating blow. 5 battleships were sunk, and 3 battleships, 3 crusaders. 3 cruisers and 3 destroyers were damaged, and nearly about 200 aircraft were destroyed. The most devastating loss was the 2,403 Americans killed and 1,178 wounded. Michael Slackman, a consulting historian to the U.S. Navy, described the attack as almost textbook perfect in his target, Pearl Harbor, 1990. Gordon Prange, the battle's leading historian, judged it brilliantly conceived and meticulously planned. Another prominent historian, Dr. Robert Cornell, author of The Sacred Vessels, The Cult of the Battleship, and Rise of the Navy in 1995, liked it to the perfection of flashing samurai sword. Even the recorded version on Pearl Harbor boat says that the attack was brilliantly conceived and executed. And I'm sorry I didn't turn on the music. Here we go. Anyway, as I was saying, basically what that paragraph just said is even though, it was the Americans that were, even though the Americans were attacked, they kind of admitted defeat in a way by saying, hey, well, not really, but they didn't really admit defeat, but they basically said, hey, That's pretty good of you. That was kind of goodly planned. All right, you're gonna, you know, so some of the Americans, they were attacked, but they saw, it's hard to explain, but they're just kind of like, ha, good one, Japan. That was a good one, even though they just got attacked. And I think some of the Japanese people said that too. I'm not too sure. Anyway, I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm just going to move on to the next paragraph. Lessons of a flawed victory. Its flaws aside, however, the attack's results are far too similar. Japan succeeded in taking the United States by surprise. Five battleships sank, and the loss of American lives shook the nation to its core. December 7th, 1941 will never cease to live in infamy. But examining the attack's planning and execution, Blunders offers a key perspective on the Pacific War. Defeat forces change. Victory enhances the current system, with all its fault. Most significantly, Pearl Harbor cemented in the Japanese belief that they could achieve a stunning victory against all odds. With that of sufficient and the favor of all gods, could they achieve the impossible. The sustained Japan, when defeat was inevitable, it prolonged the war, it nurtured the Bushido warrior spirit, and its dark side, the kamikaze. Periodically, the Japanese victory at the Pearl Harbor firmly entrenched the seeds of destruction of their navy and the near destruction of their nation. So, even if they did take America by surprise, it was a flawed victory. And I think what it says here, it prolonged the war. They're kind of just like poking America, saying, hey, you need to get into World War II, or else we're going to bomb you, I think. I'm not too sure. That's Pearl Harbor. So, in summary of this, It was just a lot of chaos and a few other things. In summary, just Japan bombed America, and that's what caused them to go into World War II. A lot of machinery, but most was destroyed or at least damaged, and most importantly, a lot of human lives were lost. There were pretty severe casualties, and it wasn't that great of a day for America. But they, you know, America eventually entered the war, and I don't know what happened after that. So that was Pearl Harbor. Thank you for listening. I don't know how to end this. That's that. Thank you for listening. This was by Christian Cuellar. And by the way, what I was reading this entire time was historynet.com/Pearl-Harbor. So if you want to see this exact article, you just go to www.historynet.com. No spaces or anything, /Pearl-Harbor. You enter that in, and you go to the exact article that I was reading this entire time. I think that's it. Goodbye.